great day, everybody. Welcome to episode 29 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Have any of you ever binge-watched a television program? There are a few programs that I've kind of gotten hooked on lately. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I try to set aside some time every weekend for a bit of watching. I love that Netflix, Freeform, and some others have started posting an entire series all at one time. I'm just plain way too impatient to wait for the next episode every week. I'm currently hooked on Beyond, Glitch, and a few others. Kind of dark, isn't it? Whatever you like to watch, I hope it provides a bit of an escape for you and helps you unwind. Now, with all that in mind, maybe a few of this episode's ideas will help your classroom escape into something new and exciting. Are you a procrastinator? I have rarely ever had that be an issue. In fact, I'm quite the opposite and want to get things started almost too quickly. I found out that a person who's the opposite of a procrastinator is called a precastinator. Precrastinator. There we go. At least I have a name to associate with how I operate. If you're a procrastinator or a precrastinator, you just have to watch a TED Talk by Tim Urban called Inside the Mind of a Master Procrastinator. Tim talks candidly about being a procrastinator and what it's like to wait until the last minute to get things done. His candid conversation about YouTube binges, Wikipedia rabbit holes, and bouts of staring out the window are funny. I especially like his rough drawings that help illustrate what goes on in the mind of a procrastinator. Like all TED Talks, there's a great message to be shared. Tim Urban has an interesting sense of humor and a great delivery of his thoughts. To watch this video, just do a search for Inside the Mind of a Master Procrastinator by Tim Urban. I give this video 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. I don't think that I've ever had anybody actually ask me to steal anything. I think that even if they did, I wouldn't be able to do it. However, when I discovered the site Steal This Presentation, I just had to check it out to see what it's all about. The author of this site, Jesse Desjardins, has done a fantastic job of letting everyone who watches his presentation know the do's and don'ts of creating effective PowerPoints. I've been sharing effective PowerPoint building skills for many years with students and educators, and I totally love the content that he shares. His advice is practical, makes sense, and will help anyone using PowerPoint skills that will have the audience members appreciate what a quality PowerPoint presentation actually looks like. In fact, it doesn't matter whether you're using PowerPoint or any other presentation tools. The concepts are effective for all of the presentation tools. So, take my advice. Steal this presentation. It's a great resource. Do a search for it and make sure you choose the 2016 version of Jesse's presentation. I give it 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Kids seem to like to build things. Have you ever noticed that? I've maintained for years that all a kid needs for a present is an empty box or two, and then watch the creativity begin. Have you ever thought about having students redesign your classroom? I'm not talking about physically doing it, but when your students use Classroom Architect, they can redesign your classroom. When they visit http://classroom.4teachers.org, that 4 is the number 4, they can create an outline of your room's floor plan. Sometimes we forget that the classroom environment is important for our students. Educators can't do much about the size of the room, but the colors, the type of furniture, the lighting, and the room arrangement can have a big impact on our students. When they use Classroom Architect, they can lay out the room's basic dimensions, drag objects onto the grid, there are many common classroom objects included, and even print their classroom. Who knows? Maybe you'll have a student who creates a layout that you really like and would like to use. While not a super powerful CAD program, Classroom Architect is a wonderful tool for those students who like to think spatially. I give this site 4 out of 5 exclamation marks. As you've probably gathered from my past podcasts, I really like anything that promotes creativity. When you go to the site Clip Your Photos at http://clipyourphotos.com, you can have a lot of creative fun. Have you ever seen those motivational posters that many schools or businesses place on their walls? You can design your own at Clip Your Photos. Think how awesome it could be to have students create motivational posters. That's pretty powerful. Some other features at Clip Your Photos that could provide some classroom collaboration or creativity are ripples, which allows the user to add a water-type reflection ripple to photographs, face bender, which allows the user to upload a photo and totally bend it, and framer, which adds digital frames to your photos. And there's more at the site too, but many of them require a subscription to a linked site. Clip Your Photos is a lot of fun. Plus, it offers great educational opportunities for your students. I give Clip Your Photos 4 out of 5 exclamation marks. I remember the days when teachers were told that games shouldn't be used in the classroom because they are a waste of time and serve no educational purpose. Now, we know that isn't true unless the games are just being used for filling time. There's a site called QuizBuster available at http://www.teachers-direct.co.uk/resources/quiz-busters that gives you the ability to create your own game that you can share with your students. According to the site, QuizBusters is an interactive plenary quiz for two teams based on the popular television quiz program Blockbusters. The resource is designed to be used on an interactive whiteboard as a teacher-led activity, but can be played by individual students. It's easy to create a new game based on almost any subject that you would like. To make a game, you only need to type in an answer in one column and the question in another column. You need to add 20 questions and answers. It doesn't really take long to create, especially if you already have your questions and answers ready to go. There are even ready-made quizzes that you can use. Think about the possibilities for your classroom. This would even be extremely handy for teachers who work with second language students. I give QuizBusters 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Hey, thanks for being a part of this episode, and thanks to the sites for letting me borrow some of their text when describing their sites. Feel free to contact me at james.roberts@wdbqschools.org. I'd love to hear from you. Because of you, we've been having almost over 2,500 listeners per episode. I truly, truly appreciate it, everybody. Take care, love life, and be the best you can be. See you next time. Bye.